a serpent, snake, and that word is translated as snake many times in the Old Testament, so it definitely means a snake. And God talks about it as if it is a creature, and he talks about it going on its belly, which is also a figure of speech of subjection, but also, if it isn't a snake, it's highly misleading that God would speak of the snake in such a way. Here comes the tempter. God was not, was he asleep at the wheel? He let them be tempted. He allowed that to happen. He allowed that snake to speak. Whether it be, you know, whether it's Satan, you know, and obviously Satan is involved. Satan is the old serpent. You know, whether he possessed an animal. That's the way I look at it. I mean, you know, if the donkey could speak, if the dumb ass could speak to Balaam, surely a snake could speak to Eve. You know, was it speaking with its tongue? No, obviously it doesn't have vocal cords. But by the Spirit, it spoke. And I don't mean like it was like, metaphysically speaking. I mean, there were words being heard. I believe that. But the devil, just as when Jesus cast the legion of devils out of a man and it went into the swine and the swine ran violently down the steep hill. So devils can inhabit animals. Just as the animal could of itself be allowed to speak of its own spirit. So, the whole point was he let the serpent in and he suffered man to be tempted. And yet God does not do tempting. And he doesn't do it personally. That's all. He doesn't personally tempt you. But believe me, God is in the business of subjecting us to temptation. We're subjected to it. We were created with a nature that is temptable. And the earth is filled with things that our nature craves. This is part of God making his sons. This is what God wanted his sons, who would be created in lowly flesh form. He wanted to raise them through all this. This is all the things he determined that he wanted those whom he would create, make inheritors with his only son, Christ, they would inherit with him. He wanted them to go through certain things. This is according to his will, according to the counsel he took in himself. He didn't take counsel with man. He didn't take counsel with angels. But he took counsel within himself. And of his own will and of his own purposes, he created the world. And brings us through it. Okay. Well, when lust hath conceived, it bringeth forth sin. And sin, when it is finished, bringeth forth death. The wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ. You know, the apostles John, the apostle Paul, they all taught the same things. James teaches the same things as the other apostles. If you go to the other books I taught, you'll find he teaches the same things. Now, this is a little different insight on temptation, no doubt. Do not err, my brethren. Do not roam. Is that what error means? To go from the straight and narrow way. Do not go off from the doctrine. Neither turn to the right hand or to the left. Do not add to the things which they have taught. So my ministry is to teach you what they taught. Not to repackage it for your ears. Because the only ears I'm interested in speaking to are those ears that can hear the truth. Who can receive a love of truth. Because if you are of God, you will love what I teach. Every good gift and every perfect gift is from above, and cometh down from the Father of lights, with whom is no variableness, neither shadow of turning. The Apostle Paul also taught this. James is no different than Paul. I guess I feel like I want to draw a lot of comparisons. I didn't prepare comparisons. See, I probably should have gone through and prepared. But I'm just going to give you what I got in the Spirit. I'm just going to give you what God taught me, the things that immediately come to mind. I think of 1 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 7, which says, "Who maketh thee to differ from another? Who makes you different from another man? Or what do you have that you did not receive? Now, if thou didst receive it, why dost thou glory as if thou hadst not received it? What Paul is saying here is that everything that a man has, in a very general sense, if you think about it, everything you have, you received. Life, your body. Well, you think of these things as yours, your faculties, your mental faculties, your abilities. Everything you receive, whether you can love the truth or not, that is a received thing. Yeah, I mean, one person's predilection towards a predilection, I don't know what I mean by that. One person's, the likelihood that they are going to favor one view over another, or that they would be, that one idea would be more acceptable to them than another, or the way which they're able to think about things, or their willingness to think about things, or everything. Every mental thing about a man is given them, either in their genetics, so to speak, or and even in the circumstances in which we grow. And you think about the gospel. How blessed is it to live in a place where, one, you have freedom to believe what you want, but also you have, like, in the English language, we probably have more tools at our disposal than any other language. As far as I'll tell you what, we have a lot. I don't know about the factual truth of that or not, but we sure have a lot of tools at our disposal. Think about some languages where they're still trying to get translations. And in fact, sometimes that's all they've got. Boy. So James also says, every good and perfect gift comes from above. And even the lesser gifts. Every good thing is from above. It cometh down from the Father of lights. Everything that is in man, in his nature, obviously he's created with. But remember also that we have to own who we are. God is our creator, but it is foolish for the clay to look at the creator and say, why have you made me this way? He could very well say, well, okay, I'll make a different thing out of the same clay. God could take my body, reform it, and an entirely different conscious person would arise from it. By changing things, the genetics and so on. Even if he just put out my consciousness and rebreathed the breath of life into me, I could be born